I tend to not believe what I see on the news at face value, because when it comes down to, they're trying to get ratings. So I don't like to go off what they say. Whether you're a conservative, liberal, or whatever, Christian, Muslim, atheist, all of these viewpoints have a huge impact on what your family, what your parents, your grandparents have taught you and what you've observed. I think he has his flaws. You know, I tend to judge people on the kids they raised. If you look at some of the other kids that were raised in similar circumstances, you know, rich, given everything, I think he's raised some decent people. Is he perfect? No.
In this episode, I interviewed Zach Proctor from Ohio. He graduated from college last spring and is now a mechanical engineer at Alliance Automation in Van Wert, Ohio. Proctor says gun control is a hot topic right now. He owns an AR-15, which is a gas-fed semi-automatic rifle. He thinks Trump's doing well, but he said it all depends on who we listen to.
Zach Proctor was born in Pennsylvania, moved to Ohio. Currently, I'm working as a mechanical engineer, and I graduated last spring. We moved when I was 9 to Ohio, and we had a farm. We had some cows and pigs and some land that we farmed there.
Why the move, if you don't mind me asking?
As the years went on, and from what I understand, it's still going on. Pennsylvania, and my parents are originally from New Jersey, the prices go up, taxes, and we moved to where we're at now in Ohio for cost purposes mostly. We were able to buy a bigger farm for the same amount of money because just the land prices and everything were less.
Yeah. And are your parents politically active?
Yep. My mother more than my father, but she's a teacher and she's on the school board, but on committees and stuff with that, and active and all that. She does a lot of stuff. Last year, she actually was in contract negotiations, stuff like that, and things of that nature.
So I'm going to shift now to Trump.
Okay.
What motivates you about him in terms of his political views? What went into your decision to vote for Trump?
I wasn't really sold on Trump throughout the Republican elections. You know, there's some other candidates that I thought would have done, maybe not necessarily a better job, but would have done a good job as well. But then when it came down to the two candidates between Hillary and Trump, I felt Trump was a better fit. I trusted him more, and as a conservative, I liked his views as compared to Hillary's. So that's kind of why I voted for him. As far as his views, obviously, gun control, abortion, some of the big ones, I agree with him, especially a lot more than I agree with Hillary. And I know the downfall with Trump and why a lot of people don't like him is he runs his mouth a little too much. He kind of says stuff that he shouldn't say, or at least words it how he shouldn't word it. Is that a fair assessment? Yeah, I don't want to put words in your mouth either. But that's truthfully one of the reasons why I liked him as a candidate when I saw him more after he won the Republican nomination, is not necessarily some of the things he says, because some of the things he says are obviously a little out there and he should keep his mouth shut. But I think in today's society, people are focusing too much on how something is said or the wording as the intent, kind of politically correctness. Now, that stuff has its place, but I think it's getting to a point where it hinders more than it actually helps.
Can you describe Trump's leadership so far? How do you think he's doing?
I think he's doing well. Now, it all depends on who you listen to. I think if you listen to the media, and obviously this is a big thing with him, all fake news and things like that. I'm not necessarily saying the news is fake, but I think he's been unfairly attacked. Obviously, we should not criticize our leaders, because that's how atrocities like Nazi Germany happens. You should always question your leaders, but I just think that he's been unfairly treated. Now, a big thing with Trump is his Twitter. I don't have Twitter, so I don't follow him, so I can't attest to what he says on there, but I think he's done very well. You know, I just saw an article the other day where he was over in South Korea, and there was a whole bunch of people with South Korean people, you know, saying, "We love Trump, we love Trump." And from what I've seen, I think he's doing very well with other countries as far as communicating with them and working with them, and yet putting America first, which I think, I mean, that's the goal of a president. Yes, we should look out for other humans on the planet, but he's the United States president, and I feel he's doing a good job of trying to put America first.
what are some of the key issues that are most important to you politically? You mentioned a few of them, but could you go into them more and then maybe talk a little bit about the Trump cabinet and what they've done on those issues?
Yeah, I mean, gun control, especially what just happened in Texas and what happened in Las Vegas not too long ago. I believe it was a year and a half ago what happened down, I want to say, in New Orleans maybe with the nightclub shooting. That's
the mean the Orlando shooting?
Orlando, yes, I'm sorry. I knew it was somewhere down there. And I think that's a very hot topic, especially right now. And I'm a gun owner, and I own an AR-15. And I'm a full supporter of the Second Amendment, and I think Trump is trying his best to hold off, which I think is a very important amendment. It's probably the second most important amendment that we have, the first being freedom of speech with the First Amendment, because the First Amendment gives us our freedoms, the Second Amendment gives us the right to defend those freedoms. As for some of the other things that are going on, hot topics, I mentioned abortion. You know, I come from a Christian household, and I do not believe in abortion in almost all circumstances. Now, there's some where the mother's life may be in danger, where sometimes you have to make that choice, but I don't believe in it, and that's more personal bias or opinion, if you want to call it that, which I feel is backed up with science. I've seen videos of abortions where babies can move away from the needle because they can feel that pain. I like what he had said about that. And then another big one, probably the biggest one that he ran on, is immigration. Right after he got in, the whole travel ban, and everybody knows the wall. So I'm going to split those up into two. First, the wall. I am full-heartedly into securing our borders. I think it's a definite problem that we have with drugs and things coming in from Mexico. And not only that, is illegal immigrants, whether they are upstanding citizens or not, there's a proper procedure that I think could be improved. Knowing some other immigrants from other countries and have talking to them, the procedure can definitely be better, but I feel we definitely have a problem with illegal immigration. So I do support what he kind of ran on there. And as far as the travel ban, I think it's evident if you look on what's happened in Europe with these countries that have let a lot more refugees in and members of terrorist groups sneaking in with those. France has had a lot of problems, England, and all over Europe. I feel that those examples prove that he's at least just in his wanting to make a travel ban, at least a temporary travel ban.
What does the Conservative Party look like right now? To what extent has it come together or kind of been divided after Trump has taken office?
I mean, obviously there's some discord. You're always going to have some discord because we're people. I mean, if we didn't have discord, there wouldn't be a conservative and, you know, a right and a left. There would just be one party if there wasn't discord. Me and my brother, obviously, growing up together, same family, we have very similar opinions. But even then, we have some things that we just disagree on and we argue about. And I think both parties have discord in them. I couldn't tell you the extent of it because I don't know those people, you know, the senators and stuff. So I tend to not believe what I see on the news at face value because when it comes down to it, they're trying to get ratings. So I don't like to go off what they say. I think you have to keep in mind that we're human and you're always going to have discord.
I'm interested in how much you base your politics on your family's politics.
It definitely has a huge impact, whether you're conservative, liberal, or whatever, Christian, Muslim, atheist, all of these viewpoints have a huge impact on what your family, what your parents, your grandparents have taught you and what you've observed. So I think that's where I started out. You want to be like your parents or, and, but I feel, you know, I'm 22 years old now and I do my own research, you know, and I try to make my own opinions with the facts that I see and how I understand those facts.
So it's fairly well understood at this point that President Trump is openly criticizing Russia's influence on the election. Do you have any thoughts about how Russian leaders, you know, like Vladimir Putin and high up Kremlin officials did or didn't meddle in last year's presidential election?
I don't think it's warranted. I mean, I could be wrong, obviously, but I think it might have some grain of truth, but, you know, I don't think it has very much truth, and I've seen this. The reason why I say this is a large push is parts of the media. You know, I saw this article where it says Trump has another secret meeting with Russian officials, and then when I looked into it, there was about 20 other leaders in the room. I think some of it might be based in fact or misunderstanding, you know, and some of it might be complete hogwash. But I personally don't feel they did the same way that I don't think Hillary had anybody to try to influence the election. You know, there was some reports that I saw that voting machines, if you voted Trump, they actually voted for Hillary. And I believe those were hogwash as well, you know. I guess I tend to try to see the best in people and not believe that they're secret scheming.
where do you get your news, and what, in your estimation, is fake news?
I generally do not watch news on TV, Fox or some of the more liberal news. Most of it, what it is, you know, through social media or whatever, you will hear about an event, whether it's a shooting, whether it's a speech that Trump gave in South Korea, and then I go on the internet and I do my own investigation. You know, I'll go to Fox, I'll go to MSNBC, I'll go to CNN, and I'll try to take what's the same in those sources and try to figure out what's real and what's not. Now, as for what I would consider fake news, which I don't think this is anything new, it used to be called yellow journalism. It's essentially the newspapers, news stations. Yes, they're there to make the news and report on it, but they're there for ratings and to make money. So obviously, Discord and arguing and stuff like that sells better. They exaggerate the truth and they word it so it's better ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not necessarily saying it's fake news. I would use the term, I guess, more misleading news.
Lots of media outlets say the recent elections in Virginia were a pretty good weather vane kind of for what might come from next year's midterm elections. Do you have any thoughts or hopes for those elections next year?
As far as presidency and Senate and House of Representatives, it's going to ebb and flow. I believe also in Barack Obama's first term that he had a very low approval rating. I don't know how early or late that was. I think just the longer in, the more you understand the system. Trump hasn't been there, so he's even less down on that ladder. He doesn't really understand the system, I don't think, and I think that will come. I generally think he's an intelligent person, despite the way he might say stuff or things that he can't keep his mouth shut about. So, yeah, I guess I have hope. Whoever gets in, whether they're right-leaning or left-leaning, I just hope that they're good. You know, obviously I lean right, so that's tend to how I vote, but I tend to vote on the person or the individual. I try to look at them and not necessarily what party they come from.
Do you think Donald Trump is a decent man?
I think he has his flaws. You know, that video came out with him saying some vulgar things before the election, and I'm not condoning that, but I also know that some people say some really disgusting stuff behind closed doors. I've heard men and women say similar things behind closed doors, and they would never say it in public. So I think he tries to be. I mean, I tend to judge people on the kids they raised, and I think he's raised some really well-balanced kids. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying you have to like them, but if you look at some of the other kids that were raised in similar circumstances, you know, rich, given everything, I think he's raised some decent people. Is he perfect? No. He definitely has his flaws. I'm not going to try to say he's a perfect man, but I think he's a decent man, and he tries to do right. And I think businessmen get the short end of the stick a lot of time because their job is generally to make money, not to make friends. The biggest thing, I think, is the country is divided. Now, I'm not saying that Trump has helped or hurt that. I think it was divided when Obama was in office. I would say Obama's last year is when I started seeing a division. Trump being elected has fueled that. Not necessarily from what he's done. The people that don't like him really don't like him. He didn't win the populist vote, so a lot of people on the left felt cheated, which I don't believe they were. Yes, that's how the system was set up, was so that the states with less population would have closer to equal say. You know, that's how this government was set up, and I think it's worked pretty well. I wish, agree with him or not, that we let him try. You know, I've seen a lot of people wishing he failed and wishing he did a horrible job. And I heard one person say that's kind of like flying and hoping your pilot does bad. You know, he's leading our country. I think we should not necessarily agree with him or say he's perfect, but try to make him better, to try to make this country better. I mean, that's the thing that drives me crazy the most, is not necessarily the people that disagree with him, because the people who disagree with him, they're driving this country farther apart. George Washington said in his farewell speech that this country will fail when it becomes a two-party system. He's right. You know, I think half the country's pissed at the other half the country, and we're looking at our differences instead of our similarities.
That was Zach Proctor in northwestern Ohio, near the Indiana state line. He's a 2016 college graduate and a mechanical engineer at Alliance Automation in Van Wert, Ohio. Zane Anthony, American University, Washington.